All right, guys, good morning. And, I am, live from Jacksonville Beach. I am, it's great having a business that just keeps running because, I started out, it's been 2 weeks ago today, well, 2 weeks ago, Wednesday. I took off. I went and played golf. I came to Orlando, played golf with Mike Utes, and we played for 4 days of golf. And then I ended up going to the company deal from Sunday through Friday. And then I decided to stay, and I stayed at the Hard Rock Cafe or Hard Rock Hotel until yesterday. And then I got a driver, and we came down to Jacksonville Beach, sitting out, looking out, seeing the beach right now. And I think I'm going to go back on Thursday, and it just in time to land early that morning to do the radio show and go play some golf. So anyway, so I'm trying to do the best I can do to survive the life of working hard for years to get to that point. And so this morning, I'm going to cover a lot of things. Got a lot of updates too on the Sales Team Pro Conference. So we're going to give you some ideas on that. I did a Zoom with STP staff earlier. And if I come in and out, I may go dark on you and just, you'll get audio because we're having the video is not completely working. So if it, Kristen knows that. So if it doesn't do well, we'll do that. So we'll get started this morning. And so let's see here. What do we got? All right. But I think I got something pretty good today for you. So of course your support is always Lucas, and you're going to find out more about Lucas here in just a minute. And we got ideas. If you have any great ideas, which we get them all the time, we've got that, ideas at Sales Team Pro, or you can go directly to Kristen, who is always pretty well engaged in that, or any of the guys that Kristen, Bree, whatever. And then, let us know if anything's going on. Our normal schedule, I keep repeating this because if I were, trying to build a base shop, I would be focusing on the online way of doing things and get your people. I would be asking people, how many you have invited for the event on Monday night? How many you have the Thursday night? How many you got coming, on Wednesday for the real estate course and, the real estate thing? And, real estate's slowing down, okay? Even though it's not like it was in Nashville, it slowed down a little bit. So these realtors who came in on the back door and got their license, they're not going to make any money. And this is a great option for you there. We got the Sunday Fundamentals Training. We got the Patriot Day campaign coming out. So this is a special campaign. And Lucas has put this in the campaign section. This is for September 11th, which is coming up Saturday during our kickoff meeting. So September 11th. So we're going to be having this Patriot campaign. I'll show you how this works. And then Steve is going to set it up to where, Steve, tell me, what are we going to do, Steve, so everybody can get this out? Because this is a one-off deal.
I think what we're going to do is basically like we did for the Family Financial Workshop. I'm just going to put a button up at the top of the campaigns page that'll let you add everybody on your list that has an email address at one shot to the campaign.
Regardless. Yeah, so you're not going to have to do anything. We originally had put it up with a little some of this morning. We'd already 7,000 in the queue to send out. And now you can push a button, and it's 20 years since 9/11. So this will be a great, campaign to go out. And yesterday, when we had just started the campaign, the Labor Day campaign, we had over 800 clicks for the appointment setting. All right. And we had just got started with the campaign yesterday morning. I logged in, and I don't know what the numbers are now, but let's put it this way, that's going to be another one. Also, we put this in there to where you can send in, if you have your scheduling page on there, they can click that. And if they don't, you're going to get an email saying that they can email you back in order to set an appointment, that kind of thing. So anyway, I think this is something good. This goes right along with everything we're doing. So, Lucas, whose idea was this? Was this your idea? Who had this idea?
No, this was not. Yeah, this was from one of our members, Philip. Can't remember his last name, but Philip is the one who requested this, and Bree and I put it together.
That's great. I did. So guys, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, the system allows, you know, if you have an idea, look what we do. We get this thing done. So if you have great ideas, try to figure out, we want to get full credit for this. It's a great idea, whoever Philip's last name is. See if you can figure that out and let me know before we get done. But anyway, that's the kind of stuff that happens. So this will go out, several hundred thousand people. That'll be cool, right? And it's something that shows, you know, that we're on our game, that kind of deal. So we got Saturday, we got the kickoff, you know, how to 10X your database. This is all about referral prospecting. Kristen, how many speakers do we have on Saturday?
I'm still working on those. Speaker list, but it's going to be good.
All right, so we got a group of people coming on Saturday. All people who are, you know, I don't know, we usually have 12 to 16 speakers. I know that I'm going to be on there talking about referral prospecting, and I know a bunch of other people that are. So we're going to do that. You want to get your people on. We had over 1,100 people last month, and referral marketing. Ed Randall will tell you this, that referral marketing is the whole business. Ed was, you know, I remember Art saying, I don't know one person that's ever made it in this business that didn't master referral prospecting. And of course, Ed, yeah, I see Ed there, and I'm sure Ed will jump in and talk about that when we get into that. So anyway, October 14th through 17th is the marketing conference. Now listen to this, guys. What you guys don't know about the staff of Sales Team Pro is that we have Lucas Lee. Okay. Now you guys know Lucas as Lucas, but Lucas is not just Lucas. Lucas is a professional, highly talented, as great as he is with Sales Team Pro. Lucas is even 10 times greater as a musician, right, Lucas? Lucas.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I didn't know you were. Yes, absolutely.
Lucas didn't know this was coming up. And so I reached out to Lucas, and we're going to have our live music. So, Lucas, tell them a little bit about who you played for. Just go ahead and brag a minute. So everybody knows Lucas is a keyboard player. So give us a little background on yourself.
Sure. Yeah. So I started playing piano when I was 5. I played with Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis when I was 10, 11 years old, and moved to Nashville, and I played music with Chris Young and Clint Black and a whole bunch of folks. And then I got my own band going.
Clint Black, Ashley Monroe, who else? I mean, we're talking like big time. Big time music business. Who else? Go ahead.
Oh man, the list just is massive, you know, of folks that I've played with.
How about that?
But you know, the important thing about playing music is that you enjoy what you're doing, because I think that's the main thing. So I started my own group, and we just fly around and play private parties. That's what we do.
Yeah. So they're gone all the time, and so I talk to Lucas. So Lucas is going to join us along with Michelle Poe. Michelle, I've known Michelle for a long, long time. Michelle is Hank Jr.'s guitar player, bass guitar player, been doing that for 15 years, incredible singer. So we got that. And who knows? I mean, we got a bunch of others that might jump in there. I hear possibly that Dan, okay, Chris and Dan, he may jump in there and do a little Sinatra for, who knows what we're going to do, but we're going to have this happening on between dinner on Friday night, and we've got, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours of live music. It's going to go country along with, we got bar dance and stuff. Anyway, so if you haven't registered, we're closing it off. You got a week, all right, and we are closing it on the 15th. As far as the hotel, we will be sending you out the new arrangements for the hotel. Let me just say this. not only did we get another hotel, but it's a better location. And so we'll be giving you all the details to rebook you for the new hotel. And it really is better than what we had in right downtown. So anyway, so we got that kind of stuff. And prices are the same. What everything we're seeing, we're going to get ridiculous pricing. And I've talked to Scott Leonard. We've also added a lunch into that same registration fee that you had. So they got dinner, lunch, got live music, you got incredible speakers, you've got great city. So it's going to be fun. All right. So anyway, Thursday night, it looks like we have 100 people attending the $100,000 dinner. How about that? And we got a special place we're doing on that. We'll be giving all the details. All this kind of stuff is going to be coming out, but this thing is coming together. And I promise you, it's going to be great. Okay. Registration opens at 10 a.m. That's Central Time. And we are going to be going from 3 to 6 on the general session on Friday. And then Saturday, we'll have the dinner, the dance lessons, the music, all that kind of stuff that night. It's $125 a person to attend. We have 2 meals included in that, along with the event and everything go along with it. Okay, we've got special prices on the hotel. You'll be seeing that. Then we're going from 1 to 5. We may possibly go. I think we're changing this based on the number of speakers. We may start at 8, so rather than 9, and we may go to 6 even. I don't want to kill you, but you know what? You're coming to Nashville with the idea of learning. We're going to give you a lot of time. We're going to get you some great stuff going on. You might want to go to a couple of the concerts, Zach Brown Saturday night or Earth, Wind, and Fire, stuff like that. Sunday's the best day. I've been telling everybody that because the bars and all that are still open, but it's not as as busy. And then if you want to stick around even till Tuesday, go to Monday Night Football. Titans play on October 18th. Speaker lineup, I've already gone through all this, but I'm just telling you the speakers are incredible. And we're going to be making that. So anyway, so much for that. All right. Now I want to hit, you know, I kind of got into this last week about optimizing personal activity. And, you know, everything's about optimizing. I always try to optimize everything I do, just like this event. You know, we're brainstorming. We had our call this morning, the staff of Sales Team Pro, and we got good stuff. We were going to have professional video done at this thing. So this conference, we're going to record it all. Okay. We're going to, you know, have these speakers that are incredible. I mean, I just want to make when I do something, I don't want to jump into something unless we do it the right way. And so I'm always optimizing. So when you optimize your personal activity, what you have to do is you got to start thinking bigger to begin with. And so what is, you know, I always remember this, you know, I would go back through my year and let's just say that I closed 100 transactions in a year. I would first start out by saying, well, I closed 100 transactions and I had 200 appointments or however many appointments. And then I said, now, how much time did I put into those 200 appointments? And I came up with, well, an average of 1.5 hours. And I spent 300. So that's 300 hours of appointments. So what if I were able to be doing appointments all the time? Then that means that even though I spent a whole year putting 300 hours in, it was really only 50 hours a week for 6 weeks. So why couldn't I just take everything I did in a year and put it into 6 weeks? And I start thinking that way. And then I start thinking, well, wow, if I could just optimize a little bit more, why shouldn't I be able to do 600 appointments rather than 300 appointments? And then that's going to take my income up. And then I'll optimize who I'm calling on and having appointments with. I'm going to have them pre-sold, all this kind of stuff. And before I know it, what I'm doing is my closing ratio goes up. And before I know it, my income goes from, you know, closing 100 transactions to closing 300 transactions. And then my 300 transactions, because they're better prospects, I'm making twice as much money. So now it's like 600 transactions. And now I'm at 6 times what I was doing. Okay. And I'm doing it in half the time. All right. Or a third of the time. Now I'm making 6 times more for working, you know, half the number of hours because I'm blowing a bunch of energy and stuff like that. So the mindset on the way you start looking at stuff is you say, there's got to be a better way. Let's find it. All right. We're not just trying to make an easier way. We want to have a better way. And it could be easier. All right. But, you know, you gotta start thinking that way. So I thought, you know, when you optimize your personal activity, the first thing you got to realize is you got to get the numbers. I looked back and it was about 4 years, a little 4.5 years. I took my base shot from 10 grand a month, to 100 grand a month. And my securities licensing, I had so many people get securities license because I optimized it. All right. Optimized people licensed, you know, on the life side. I opened up my own licensing school, got it registered with the state because the schools were not doing the job in Nashville. So I said, you know what, I'm going to hire my instructor, do that kind of thing. And by the way, what happened is Joe Plumeri came to me and he said, look, we want to open up a PFSU and we want you to be the PFSU model. Because you're getting 70%, okay, people licensed. How do you do it? You're running what you're doing, but we want you to merge it into PFSU. So anyway, we did that. And then before I know it, from 1991, I was making 60 grand. And in 1997, I made over $1 million. All right. And 6 years later, it went, how did I do that? I had 25 to 40 appointments every week. All right. I was either recruiting, I was doing securities, I was doing, you know, nighttime appointments. And this was before email, text, and cell phones. All right. So I had goals. What I did is I took my calendar and I always put yellow lines in my calendar. All right. And those yellow lines, I'd highlight my calendar and I wanted to make sure that every yellow line in the calendar had two penciled in appointments. I wanted to double book my appointments. I knew if I could fill all of my yellow lines when I was supposed to be doing appointments, then I would hit my goals. So I set a personal activity goals. I filled up my calendar. I had the yellow lines. I'd highlight one of those big calendars that went from 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. And I would just go in there and I figured out when I wanted to do things, had my schedule. And guys, while I was doing those 25 to 40 appointments, I was also doing a radio show. 3 hours in the afternoon, I'd get done. I'd have appointments for, appointments after, all that kind of stuff. And so what happens is I did that. I created good habits that were hard to break. You know, I got myself so busy, okay? And I had a system that kept me busy. I'll give you an example today. Bree has on my calendar, you know, I thought I was going to come home earlier. And I decided, hey, I'm going to stay at the beach. And so I'm, but today I'm working. I got 6 appointments. Yeah, I've already got this thing optimized. I got my earplugs, you know, my new headset. I'm going to go sit by the pool and take my notebook down there and do this stuff. I'm going to be working, okay, down there, but I'm on the beach rather than doing it. So, but anyway, I got, because she knows when I'm working, guess what? I got 6 appointments today, plus this call. I've already had my morning call, but then I'm looking at the beach. I walk up down the beach and do some stuff. I got breaks in there. You want to create a large number of potential no's. What is that? That's people that are declining all the time. So what does that mean? Think about this. When we're sending out an email campaign and we get a 21% open rate, that means 80% of the people didn't open. So we got 80% of the people that didn't even acknowledge what was going on. Now keep in mind, they did see it more than likely. They just didn't think it was important enough at the time. So we're creating a large number of potential no's. Now we've got 20% of them that open it. Well, that's good. Well, so we're starting to make a list of things, okay, that are working. We just continue to do it. So we're emailing all the time. We're texting, we're calling, we're birthdays, we're doing all this kind of stuff. And the idea, our numbers up and we're going to shorten in a shortened period of time. I mean, why wouldn't you want to work half as much and make 6 times more money? That's the mindset of everything about optimization. You may need to look at things that are not working, all right? And you need to stop doing it, all right? Some of these things you go in the office, your routine every day, I'm going to get up and go to the office and I don't make any money. I mess around for the first 2 or 3 hours every day. You know, one of the things, you know, that perfect weak formula as they talk about. You know, the first thing you want to do is get your business taken care of in the morning. You don't go work out in the morning, you go work out in the afternoon. You go do things like that in order to get your business done. Because once you get your business done, you know, if you take care of the money, all right, everything else seems to work out fine. So I always want to always be taking care of the money. I always, and that's by getting things done first. And I always want to make sure that I'm presenting to qualified prospects. I don't want to be spending my time, okay, to people. I don't even want to present. We've talked about, I want to just do transactions. I want the presentation to have already been done. That was an email campaign with a video outlining what's going on. And then I got so many emails and emails. I know an appointment today that they registered a year ago. How about that? A year ago. And they're on the appointment calendar today after a year. All right. And they got registered into the thing. All right. So you need to ask yourself, where's my business coming from? Am I going back to those same sources of people, all right, or those sources, or where's my recruiting coming from? Am I using that system? Am I optimizing that system? Am I getting the most out of what's working and then eliminating the things that aren't working and starting something different? I've always tried to make sure I have time to document and plan. This morning, you know, I had everything I do, I'm a PowerPointer. You know, because I know, like today, I'm outlined to give to Kristen what I want the speakers to talk about. Right? I don't want to give these speakers, you know, that we're bringing in no direction. So I'm like, here's three bullet points I'd like to hit. These are the thing. And I went through it's like a whole page of what, then that way we know, okay, that people know what they're doing. So you have to plan and document your system. You always want to be doing two things at once, you know. One of the things that I like doing is getting up and walking. All right. And when I get up and walk, I can put my headset on and I can make phone calls. All right. Talk to my guys. I can do that. So I'm doing two things at once. I've always had the sales assistant and admin assistant. And we've added, if you look on the resource page, we've added a thing called teamwork. What teamwork is our, like Luke and Bree and Steve, all of us, we do it. It's project management software. What it is where you can go in and look at something and see everything that's going on. We use it for Sales Team Pro, but we also use it, pending business. So what we're doing is if you, click the link in the resources, it will allow you, you can find out what this teamwork is. And then when you do that, we're going to do some integration with teamwork into Sales Team Pro. And then that way it's going to be the equivalent of an admin portal, all right, for you to follow up on your pending business. So you've got your people, you go right in there. We're going to create, you know, the idea is to, you know, wouldn't it be nice to just log into Sales Team Pro and you can see the different things that you're working on. Okay. So you got rollover that hadn't got done. You want to know where that, what's going on, all your notes, you can see. So now you're going to have all that. So anyway, it's called teamwork. It's in the resource page. And so you can see on here, I've been using Zoom and Answer Connect and Acuity, Google for Business, Microsoft Office and teamwork. And we've been doing, how long have we been using teamwork, Lucas?
We've been using teamwork for probably, I'd say about 7 or 8 years now.
7 or 8 years. How about that? And so guys, this is the way I can go in and without having to ask Luke what's going on something, I can go into the project and I see all the notes, the to-do list, uploads, everything that goes along with it. And I talked to Steve this morning that, you know, if we have a number of people who want to jump on this, we'll just do some integration to where you can post. I don't know what I will do. We'll figure it all out. But anyway, that's on there. So now I'm going to hit a few things on how to use Sales Team Pro to build your base shop. So you're optimizing your activity. I want you to think through this. What can you delegate? Well, you can delegate the entire business. Think about it. I mean, you can go out. And build RVPs that are totally independent that you don't have to do anything for. You can delegate you know, you think about, oh, well, I'm going to get somebody to help me set appointments. I'm going to get somebody to help me close. Guys, you can go develop people. Like, think about me. All right, Kip Ridley. All right, Kip is my friend. Kip was around in the early days, okay? But Kip doesn't, I don't need Kip for anything. You know what I'm saying? So Kip's business got delegated to me. All right, he didn't have to do nothing, okay? Because he found competent, trained people. So what you want to do is you want to be talking about optimizing yourself. You want to create the master copy. All right. Every time we go into Starbucks, I think about Starbucks and, you know, that, can you imagine how many transactions, money are happening every second? Okay. All over the world, people buy a cup of coffee from Starbucks and there's a dude that started it. How about that? And that, you talk about an override system, that thing's happening all the time. So when you're starting to build your business, Sales Team Pro was made up of sales team professional. That was the idea, STP, increase sales, increase the team professionally. About that STP, that was what the name, how we came up with the name. So the first thing you do is you utilize the free accounts. Give away these accounts, all right? You can, every new recruit, okay? It enables you to look at what they're doing, okay? See their warm market list, get their activity, give them a free account, all right? Make sure they're plugged into the training webinars and understand the landing page invitations. That way they can bring people in and also get activity going. Make sure they're subscribed to the podcast. And then that way, every week that once they subscribe, it gets sent to them. And you want to energize the new recruit with the Recruit 30-Day Startup Series, which tells them what to do from A to Z, that kind of thing. So you free get the free accounts and all that kind of stuff. All right. They build you and your team's power list. You download the app. You realize Sales Team Pro, we have a app for both the Android and also for the Apple iPhone, where all you do is open the app, download, and you can check off all the people in your phone that you can put right into Sales Team Pro. So you get a brand new person, you get them the app and say, look, go, where's everybody's list at? It's in their phone, right? It's in their phone. So all they got to do is just go in there and check off every one of these things. And then they got their prospect list to go. And you want to build the top 20 list? Well, that's the old days, the top 20 list. This is what? This is the top everything list. Does that make sense? I mean, they can go in and download their whole phone into Sales Team Pro if they want to. And then you can create a power list. That's where you break it down. You qualify the names. You can stick them into custom lists. They're very hottest market. You can sort it by that. No, well, or don't put them in a custom list, whatever you want to do. But the bottom line is that you can get people moving quicker if they have their list together, all right? And then you can get them moving even further along if you give them and show them how the campaigns work, where they can invite people and do things like that. And then what you do is you rinse and repeat with your team and qualify the list and quick add, and then show them how to do all this kind of stuff. So the whole idea is to be able to knock that out, okay, fast way. Then you can advance, find, or organize the best contacts. So then you teach people a system. Maybe it's invite them to a webinar. Okay. You go to the settings page and add the holiday campaigns to every prospect, add the birthday campaigns, decide the lifetime value for a new client, and then set up the follow-ups. That allows you to, you know, if you have somebody new, whether they're a client or not, okay, they have a lifetime value. You may meet somebody today that would be a great recruit. Okay, you know, they're a high school coach. They know everybody, and you put them on a high value list, and now the follow-ups are going to happen every quarter. All right, where you just stay on that person over and over and over again. All right, then you show a custom list. All right, now the custom list, oh boy, hold on, guys. This is a hotel problem. See if my computer is about to quit on me. Hold on. All right. Oh boy. All right. All right. Maybe I can get through here. I don't know why this thing's not working. It's plugged in the wall, but just another day in the life, right, guys? So, okay. So use a custom list. All right. You can go out, take a custom list. You may not be able to broadcast it. Okay. If you're on a lower plan, but you can for sure. Okay. You can create that list and have a prospect list to follow up on. And then you create, create an action to get off to a fast start. So this is how we use this kind of stuff. And every time you send an email campaign, it gives you the opportunity to ask, what did you think about the email I sent you? How about that? And then you can follow up, shows them how to do it, schedule an appointment. Need to teach the campaigns, make sure to train on all the different types of campaigns. These are things that I would do in, because what I want to do is I want the business to run without me, all right, is what I want to do. I want to make sure it runs without me. Does that make sense? And so what you need to be thinking about is always, okay, getting people better engaged, using it more, and then they'll get things going that much better. And they schedule an appointment. All right. The custom list is the warm market or the power list. You can do that. Added it to my warm market, my over invitees, my potential recruits, potential clients. You can follow up, teach people how to use the follow-up reminders. You know, act like a dentist every 6 months, reach out, contact each name. Okay, and finish with, I have something I want to send you. All right. So anytime you talk to someone, come up with a reason to send them something, that kind of deal. So anyway, guys, I hope this is the kind of stuff that I try to, you know, I hear people all the time, they tell me, oh, well, I'm not using system. Well, here you go. Use text shortcuts to follow up. Look at all this text shortcuts where you can put in just a couple of little things. Like I do RM and it's got my name. Okay. And you can download from our resource center, all the company material that you can text shortcut and send it out. You know, you do Apple shortcuts or Android shortcuts. I can do A1 for appointments. Hey, what are you doing tonight, tomorrow night? A2, hey, I'm going to stop by. Something I want to show you. A3, I want you to be by your computer around. And I put 7 in there. I've got something I want to show you. These are all little things. What's it all about? Well, it involves making and saving money, whatever. So I'll tell you about it when we meet. So all of these, all right? Then lastly, you do a sales team pro blitz. You know, what about 30 texts to the database each week? Every training, do a 10-minute blitz. Okay, if you've got people on, okay, guys, we're going to take 10 minutes and we're going to do a blitz. Okay, always be promoting and communicating. You can take and promote, communicate through the blog. You can use the blog for recognition, for events. You can do all that and then teach the landing pages. So with that, guys, I'm going to call it off right now, get some comments in here and see if we can take it from there. So, Kristen, give me a couple of names here. I don't think I got this. As far as my list this morning, can you do that?
If you will call on Kylie Robinette.
Okay. Hey, Kylie. You told me about Kylie. Kylie is the guru, from what I hear, Kylie, on 401k. So, Kylie, are you here?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Nice. So what's going on? Give us some ideas of what we're doing and how you're making this thing happen.
What was that? I didn't catch all of that. I think you're
wow. I said, yeah, what are you doing? We've been hearing a lot about, you on the 401k side. And so give us some ideas. What's going on?
Well, a little of my background is I've been in business since 2000, but I was a 401k wholesaler for about 13 years. So I worked ADP and Mass and Hartford, and basically I went around taught advisors, Merrill Morgan, LPL, Edward Jones, for years how to do and why to do 401ks. So I came over here about 3 years ago, so I've used that background to leverage inside Primerica. So to your earlier point about leveraging referrals, I do a lot of center of influence referrals here locally, and I'm in Denver. And then I partner with other people that need help on the 401ks. So it's kind of my passion and you know, my crusade is to attack the 401k world. I think it's bigger than whole life and term life. That's kind of my deal, the right, the wrong. There's a lot of stuff going out there that people don't know about. So I'm just out there beating the drum and trying to get more 401k plans.
So shoot, now, I hear you say that In Nashville wanted to do a 401k. Not, did I hear that some kind of burn with us?
Yeah, that am I the one going out or did he partially go out?
Roy, you're kind of lost in the matrix. You're cutting in and out.
You Kristen, keep running things then, okay?
I think I'll interpret what you said. Roy, you heard that I partner with other people. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what I was hearing.
So I partner with other people across the country and help them out and coach them on that. And we partner to take it down because I'm the 401k guy. It's a different animal than most people are used to. So basically I handle the 401k and then everybody else handles the normal Primerica lane, right? So if you're doing or anybody else, they don't have to learn it. I want to get them enough to know what time it is, right? How to tell what time it is, but not build the watch. That's my role. So I partnered up and to complement their business, right? Not to replace all the stuff that you guys are doing, but to take, you know, maybe 30 minutes a day, if that's what you want to do and prospect 401ks and recognize why to do it and how to do it.
So let me ask you this. So if I brought you to Nashville and I had a prospect, you would do the 401k and we would follow up with everything else that goes along with the 401k. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. You deal with all the participants and the employees, the normal Primerica lane, and then I do all the 401k stuff from all the fiduciary stuff and ongoing and annual plan reviews and all that kind of fun stuff.
There you go. Perfect. Okay. All right. Well, we need to, we'll post, why don't you do this? Post to the, if people want to get in touch with you, go ahead and post that. And that would post your info. We'll be able to do that. Very good. Let me keep going. I now have the information here. Hey, Josh, what's going on, buddy? Give us some good stuff. I got you on here.
Hey, well, first off, Orlando is amazing. It was great to, see some of y'all that I didn't see on the securities trip. I got to see Ed Randall in person. Guy's such a beast. First off, Clubhouse this Friday, we're talking from Wendy Lucas had a great idea of what not to do. So we're going to be talking to more of the newer people and stuff, you know, and then all $100,000 earners could be talking about what we feel like maybe we should have done differently as we were coming up, right? So, and that could vary from I wish I was doing 401ks earlier to I didn't recruit at all. I didn't get a securities license, you know, whatever. So we're going to be talking about those little mistakes that we all made and how to improve next time. So that's this Friday's event.
All right. Very good. So Friday, this thing gets bigger every week. And Josh is making, it's always great info from that. Janine Martin, what's going on?
Hey, Roy, how's it going?
Good. Tell me something you're doing. Janine's one of my first generation RVPs. And by the way, I just had another $200,000 earner go in, Seth Kelly, if you didn't know that, went over 200. And hey, Seth, let me give you an idea. Just guys, Seth made 80 grand in 2020, and he's at 150 grand in the last 6 months. And he's at over 200, just one over 200 grand. So anyway, I'll bring Seth on next week, Kristen. Anyway, go ahead, Janine.
That is amazing. Seth and I came in the business at the same time. So it was Seth, there was a little rat pack of us that came in at the same time. And it looks like Mike and I will go over 300,000 September, October. We made-
Yeah, you're at, you're like, what'd you make, 50 grand last month, did I see?
Yeah, we made 50 grand, 35 grand August, 50 grand in July. And, we've been working about 5 days a month, which has been insane and crazy because I'm known as the workaholic. And so I have had a ton of fun. We missed Orlando, unfortunately. We had COVID, but it was just amazing to be able to take 2 weeks and like, recuperate and not have to think about what do I need to be doing. I need to be driving myself, pushing myself, and just take that time and to triple our income, you know, during the same season. So we're going through the birthdays, actually making physical contact, making phone calls. Hey, how are you doing? Just want to say happy birthday, let you know that we're here if there's anything you need. And people are starting to call in and people are actually sending referrals hey, you talked to a friend of mine, you left her a message, and she said, oh my God, you need to get with Janine. And we've
just- And you've changed, and Janine, just real quick, you've changed your business model. Am I correct?
Well, yeah, I'm the 100 hour a week girl in the past, where I would go out and prospect, and I was the mauler, the B2B. If I wasn't working 90 hours, then I felt like I was being lazy. But I was just stuck, you know? And so we needed to get unstuck. You know, I'm turning 50 this December, and it's like, oh my God, you know, I don't want the next 20 years to be like the last 20. I want to enjoy it. We want to travel. We're getting ready to go to Italy for 2.5 weeks. And just travel the world and enjoy the fruits of our labor. I'm like fanatical about saving money. So we've saved a ton of money. We have no debt, and we want to live.
Yeah, that's why we do this. We do the, it's better. I would rather, you know, work half and make double. Right. And that's what you're seeing happening. And by the way, I'll bother that. She is one of my first generation RVPs who is a late STP adopter. Okay. But it's coming together. Great, great job. Thank you. All right. Let's see who else we got. Hold on 1 second here. I got a whole list. Ray Binkley. Hey, buddy. I left you out last week. What's going on, man? Ray.
Can you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you, buddy. Can't see you, but I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm just getting back from the Napa area. And so I'm traveling as we speak right now, just kind of take it in. And again, this is the, you know, this is why we do what we do. We can go away hard and do those kind of things. And I'm looking forward to Nashville. I've been there, all the speakers that you're talking about right there. And I love the idea of all the different, you know, all the different paths, but they all have the same thing in common. You know, they did the things it took to win. And that's what I'm really excited about. And your optimizing thing is, you know, I mean, that's just 101. That is just, that's where we should all be. You know what I'm saying? Where we could be sitting at the beach right now, got 6 appointments all set up. They don't know where you're at. You're having the time of their life, your life. They're sitting at home doing the same old. And you're living the dream. And that's exactly what, you know, and by the way, congratulations on the last speaker and your $200,000 income earner, because, you know, once you hit that, it just moves on and on and on. It gets bigger and bigger. So I'm jacked up, brother. I'm jacked up.
Hey, man, I'm excited. Hey, guys, let me show you just real quick. This is what the speaker, you know, they're going to be receiving. Okay. You know, up to an hour. Okay. Do they want me to interview them? This is what's going out. Tell their story of how they got started. Explain how their business worked and the value proposition they create for their clients and potential clients. 3 specific things they did that they believe caused them to win from marketing, relationship building, et cetera. The goal is to have ideas that can be put across different industries. Okay. How they have changed with tech and the pandemic, any mistakes they've made and learn from, close out, and maybe have some Q&A from the group. So that's the agenda of what I'm giving to all of the speakers, so the speakers know what to expect and what we're looking for. So, I mean, I think it's going to be incredible. Okay. Hey, Tommy Lee, what's up, buddy? Tell them about your money you're making, Tommy Lee. What's been going on, buddy?
Oh man, I'm sorry I got on a little bit late today, man. Just had a couple things this morning. But no, we're you know, just expanding and getting tons of referrals. We're at 49,000 of income for the month. The last speaker, I forgot her name, but my God, congratulations. But I think right now it looks like I'm going to hit 70,000 for the month.
Which Tommy is? Have you ever made 70,000?
No, I made 50 grand one time in my career, but it was like a real like fluke kind of thing. It was, but a couple months ago I made 41,000. This month, August was a little light, but light making 25,000 is not too bad either. So
we're
saving over $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month. which is incredible. I mean, it's just, it's different, man. It's, you know, when I met you, I mean, it was, you know, 16, 18, and it was, you know, struggling and sort of not struggling, but you know what I mean? Like just, you know, just, I think you're making 200 grand a year here. I still think if you live anywhere, you know, like, has some expensive things, I mean, you're still not saving all the money you want to save. 16, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's a big difference in 16 and 50. Okay.
Yeah. And we're going to we're at 300 right now, 299. We'll hit three. I think I'll go to four in the next month or two, and then five by the end of the year. And that was the goal.
And you know what I'd like to do? I don't know if you have access to it, but it'd be interesting to see how many more appointments that you've been able to do, okay, over the last year prior and compared to the previous year. I don't know if you have a way of looking at it, but I know.
I could look at that. It's just more quality. It's revisiting clients. I incorporated this B dollar system. I don't know if you want me to talk about that.
I mean, I'm fine with B dollar.
Yeah, the B dollar is like, I look at, you know, like Sales Team Pro is the farm. So we have the farm and we have, you know, all the emails going out and all that stuff is just grooming all of our contacts constantly. It's a follow-up. It's everything. And then you have, you know, I use some of the videos and that kind of thing to do the presenting. And then I use the B dollar is like the tractor on the farm that just picks up all the crop. Okay.
Right.
So it's just, it's my system is so freaking unbelievable now that, and I don't work that much. I'm always out. I'm always, you know, I work a couple hours a day, you know, four days a week. I'm not killing myself, but we're duplicating now too. And the B dollar allows us to duplicate. So our base shop hit 15 grand. We're going to do 30 by 30 in the next couple of months. So we're going to get some money. So
that's good. Hey, great job. Going, hey, it's 70 grand. That's cool. That's what it's all about. Yep. That's, I mean, hey, we have.
Thank you so much, Roy. Thank you.
Hey, buddy. Appreciate it, Tommy. Hey, we have the one and only Cedric Thomas on the line. Cedric, are you there, buddy? Cedric, do you hear me? I see your face. I saw Cedric down here in Orlando. Or Cedric, are you coming home? Let's see. I see him. Okay.
Yeah. What happened?
There he is. What's up, man?
How you doing, brother? How you doing? Pleasure
I'm doing
to be
good.
On today. And I want to just thank you and all of my Primerica family. You know, I'm down here in New Orleans, and we were affected by this hurricane. But it's a great feeling to know, Roy, that the information I've learned from you and being plugged into Sales Team Pro to be able to take that, and my business is still rocking and rolling in midst of what we're going through down here. So we've learned so much.
Yeah, I know, dude. So I saw Cedric in Orlando, and he's telling me about Sales Team Pro, and I'm like, dude, why are you not a panelist? This guy's got it going on. What's your income at?
We got our fifth diamond. We're over, I think, about 530 right now. And so Sales Team Pro has played a vital part in the execution of my business here in the last year, you know, having opportunity.
Give us an idea. What are some of the things you're doing with it?
Well, obviously, we're having all of the emails go out to all of our clients. I'm very grateful that I have a system that allows that to occur now. And then I've been able, as a result of hearing from you, I've got not only an administrative assistant, but I have what I call a sales assistant who then follows up with all the people who respond to the emails. And she sets my appointments and that great kind of stuff. So that's how we're using it effectively now, and look forward to, you know, I hop on here every week where I have it probably 95% of the time I'm on, and I hop on to get the information that you share, to catch your wisdom, your insight has been such a blessing to me. You know, one of the home office executives hit me up while I was at Orlando at the ALC, and Jeff Friendler. And so he said, man, Cedric, I see that you're still using the Sales Team Pro and you haven't really switched over to the company's marketing program. Can you tell me why? And I said, well, Jeff, it's real simple. You know, I can do the marketing program, the marketing program the home office has, but I don't have Roy Madlock. And the thing that makes Sales Tool Pro so valuable over anything else is that I'm able to catch the mentality of Roy Matlock and all the other great leaders that are using Sales Team Pro effectively. So I just thank you so much for it.
Hey, buddy, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. And hey, over 500. Hey,
and I'm sorry, somebody just said, you know, that you, I don't know if I gave you a title or something, but it says you're SNSD. You definitely are. And I don't know if I said NSD or something like that.
You know what? All I know, dude, is they pay me about 70 grand a month. So, you know, I just kind of hang out and, you know, whatever it is, I can call whatever.
Yeah. So. And one of the things, and then I'll let you go, that inspires me, many of things, but one of them is the fact that you only work 2 or 3 days a week or 2 days a week, and you're able to do what you're doing. And I'm looking forward to positioning my business to be able to do as well. So thank you
very much. Hey, buddy. Hey, thanks for jumping on here. And guys, we get paid for what we get done, not how many hours we work. All right. I mean, you think about, I went down one time, this person I was with, she says, on Sunday, I was in Atlanta. She says, we can go to the art gallery or we can go to the Jimmy Carter Library, Presidential Library. And I'm like, well, let's go to the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library. I wanted to see. So I go through this library and it takes him from a baby all the way up and, you know, being the pro. But then they had a day in his schedule and then it would show who he was talking to and what he was doing and who he was dealing with, all this kind of stuff. And regardless of your, of whether you think, you know, I don't care about politics on Carter or whatever, it showed the decisions, 15-minute decisions that were big decisions passed on to somebody. And then I went to the Reagan Library out in California, same kind of deal. And it showed the day in the life of what these guys do. They get things done. They don't necessarily do it. They get briefed on what needs to be done. Then they get it done, if that makes sense. And so what you have to be thinking about is people, money, technology. Okay, that, you know, be a great delegator. Okay, and if you do that, you're going to turn around and get a lot done. I mean, that's the key to it. Hey, Ed Randall, you still on? Where's Ed at? Ed.
Here I am, Roy.
Hey, buddy, give us some of your insight.
Well, the first thing I want to do is say roll dang tide, baby, because we took them on the other day. Miami's still hurting from it, I think. But we're just really getting started with that. And thank goodness I've got somebody else in charge of that by the name of Nick Saban. So we're not breaking too much sweat about it.
And Ed, you know, we got Nick Saban's coach going to be here at the Sales Team Pro Conference. Did you know that?
And I don't know how you manage that, but that's great, Roy. And you'll get some great wisdom out of it because I guarantee you that coach is probably just going to parrot a lot of things that Coach Saban passes on to his players. And we're kind of trainees of his and have been for years. But let me tell you what, my friend Josh commented about Orlando, you were there. I don't know how much time you spend in the meetings, but I was attending almost every bit of it simply because of the fact that I had somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 people walk across the stage and two of them recognized by making $1 million in a year, getting the ruby ring. And we've got four more, and that makes a total for three in the hierarchy. We've got four more that probably will break either this year or in the first quarter of next year. There are not many hierarchies that have seven people who wear the ruby ring. I'm proud of those guys and I'm kind of touting them because these are people that paid the price the hard way. You've been teaching the people today how to do it. I won't call it the easy way, but a simpler way, a way that doesn't, I mean, J10, I'm so proud of you. You're having fun making more money than you ever made in your life. And that's fantastic now. And I remember when you worked those 90-hour weeks, okay? And we just thought that was the only way we had to do it. So you made, Roy, there's an underlying benefit you shared with people. I haven't heard too many people talk about it, but I think we all recognize it. And that is because you taught us a simpler way, we now have a happier life, making more money, and not having to give our life up to work again. We had a lot of people were working harder than they did in the job they had before they got to Primerica, where they came to have freedom. And we weren't freeing people, and we are now. And I think you're a major contributor to that. And you put together such a great, talented group of people who share their wisdom and their success. But let's keep that up, because, you know, you got to have a life, guys. There's a brochure that was handed out, this last note, Roy, at the meeting, a new piece put out by Primerica. It's pretty good. It's about others. It really focuses on others. And I talk about that a lot. The older you get, the more you spend realizing that really that's what life's really all about. Your family first, and then, of course, all your friends and contacts, teammates, and all of that. So, you know, well, you ought to look that brochure up, because it's got some really good information in it that points out the fact that this company and every one of you on this call all really and truly have made a contribution to others that's immeasurable. Think about it, guys. How many lives have been changed because of you and this group, and put it together? It's in the millions and millions and millions of people, guys. There's not many companies that has an ability to actually penetrate one-on-one with somebody, change their lives like that. It's an honor to be in this business with you guys. I respect you so much. Let's keep up the great work, boy.
Very good. Hey, thanks, Ed. And we got a chance to see each other, and you know, it was fun. I mean, it's been years since we've been able to do these conventions. I was there for, you know, 5 days. I got to meet people, and it was good. Hey, real quick, Lucas, did we find out who had the idea for the campaign, September 11th?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce his last name, Roy, but it's Philip. I think it's Soyvan.
Okay. So, Philip, if you're out there, thank you, buddy, for great ideas. And any more great ideas, get them to us, guys. Hey, I did have a chance to see Cassandra. Are you there? What's going on? Cassandra, I see you.
Hi, Roy. I'm here.
All right. We're having a hard time here. No, I'm having a hard time hearing you, but maybe everybody else can. Yeah.
I'm here, if you can hear me.
We can hear you.
Go right ahead.
All right, so it was an honor, actually, to meet you, Roy, in person. So exciting. We actually won Orlando. And Roy, you had actually asked me a question. I put some more thought into it. What Sales Team Pro has actually done to for our business. And I have to say, I don't think we would have won that trip. That was actually our first Primerica trip. Super excited to win more in the future. But I think that Sales Team Pro really added to that, because we were able to send out those broadcasts and really capture anybody and everybody that we could run an auto and home quote for, legal, identity theft, that we wanted on Client Solutions. So, super excited for the
future. It was good. It was great. I don't know if I've got bad internet. I'm sorry, guys, but it was great talking to you guys, you know, to get to meet a lot of the people that, hey, I've never met before. And so that was great. But yeah, congratulations. You won that trip. And I didn't know it was your first trip. So that's cool.
It is. And our kids got to go to Universal with the park shut down. So they're 11 and 12. I think it'll be a memory that our family will cherish for a lifetime.
Very good. Very good. Kristen, is it me that just came here, or?
I think it's just you, Roy.
Is it just me? Okay. Hey, next up, let me see who else we've got on here. We'll kind of close this thing out that I haven't called on recently. Wendy, what's happening, Wendy? How's the golf game, Wendy? Wendy, can she hear me?
Boy, you always do this to me, right? When I'm in the middle of something. This is awesome.
Well, that's it.
Hey,
that's it. I always know you're in the middle of something. You're always doing something. That's great.
Yeah, this is my third time to Arizona for my sister at Invita, and my fourth trip to Oregon in 15 weeks. So what I've been able to do between Sales Team Pro, the automation, the innovation, Zoom, you know, my income didn't go up a ton, but I'm able to work less and spend time with my family, get stuff done. So I'm really thankful. And just when you talked earlier about, you know, the app, you know, having new reps download the app, and it's something that we got away from. And so there's some three things that I'm working on today while my sister's in treatment, and a and we're going to get it done. So we're looking forward to a better next 12 months. And, you know, listening to Tommy Lee's numbers, man, that's exciting. So, you know, everybody's got great numbers. And it's, I think it's, you know, it's the marketing mindset, it's the optimizing. And there's no way I would have been able to spend this time, you know, without the systems that we have. So thank you so much. I just want to thank you.
Very good. Hey, we'll keep your, we'll keep your sister in our prayers. And I didn't even know about that. So anyway, I'm glad that this has been good for you. So.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you.
All right. Hey, George, you want to close it for us, buddy? You're always the guy with the ideas.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's super exciting times. You know, one of the best things about STP is that it helps people solve problems. And the harder problems that we learn to solve, the more successful we become. I was telling Roy about a month or two ago, I stumbled into a client that had two elderly parents. Long story short, their trust was all messed up. And, you know, there's a couple million bucks that are going to be moved over. And in trying to solve their problems, I've actually had to step in and meet with the probate attorney with them. But here's the exciting thing is that there I am their champion. They're getting my name out to everybody. And with this automation, you've got a landing page that they're just forwarding to people. And it is a piece of cake. They sent me two clients last week on Friday. And within 10 minutes, both of them are lined up to do all sorts of business with us. And we could not have done this without automation. I would have gotten the referrals. I would have gotten all that stuff. But it wouldn't have happened this quickly and this efficiently. And these guys are excited because everything that we're doing is so simple that both of them are relatively young. They're in their late 20s, early 30s. And talking to them, they're recruiting themselves. You know, what kind of money can you make doing this? Because I know a bunch of people that need to hear this. And then I start showing them how we use STP to reach out to them and stuff. And I'm just telling you, it's super exciting. And the time's coming where I think many of us are really going to break mental barriers. I mean, some of our, and not only is the business going to become simpler, but some of our incomes are going to go through the roof. My objective or my goal for the last 4 months of the year is to make 200 grand in the next 120 days or so. And it's all lined up and it's all, and I'm just telling you guys right now that the better I get at using STP, the more efficient that I am. Every week I'm picking up an extra $300,000-$500,000 that getting put into the mix. And I believe, and I think Roy talked about this, instead of doing $1 million a month, I think a lot of us could be doing $1 million a week. And for those of us that are really efficient, a lot of us could be doing $1 million a week on a personal level, which means incomes are going to bust through the six figures on a monthly basis. So yeah, super excited. I'm excited about coming to Nashville. I can't tell you how eager I am to, you know, hear from a lot of these other speakers. And I'm hoping that you guys are feeling the same. And I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of you guys as well. So thanks, Roy. That's all I got.
Hey, buddy. Great. Hey, Josh, real quick, you said you had something and finish us off. We're guys. Y'all hang in here, though.
Verdugo and Tommy Lee, you know, we're always talking about like this first 2 week thing and pushing and clients and who's going to make $100,000 in a month. You know, and so I just had to throw it down, George and Tommy, that I think in September, if it plays out, I'm going to make $100,000. So to give you an idea, a year ago, I was a $200,000 earner down to 165, just dragging. And now I think I've got a legitimate chance to make $100,000 in September, $100,000 in October. I might jump 2 to 3 diamonds by the end of the year. And it's just because Sales Team Pro campaigns, texting people, actually getting referrals, quality market. And so I think that we need to keep that gauntlet throw down there, George. I'm like, who's going to make $100,000 consistently every month, you know, and I think it can be done. So, and it will work if we all are hitting and using STP, like actually using it systematically every day in your contacts, you know, and actually following up with people. So.
Hope, great job. Hey guys, listen to me. We are closing out the conference. You need to get your people registered. It's going to be incredible. We're adding more to it. And every week. re-registered for the new hotel and all that, but you got to register for the event. It's going to be great. I'll talk to you guys on Saturday. Hey, we got the kickoff Saturday morning. So September 11th campaign, be sure and click the button. Steve will have that out in the next day or so. All right, guys, y'all have a good one. Talk to you later.